The Civil War series with Dr. James Robertson is underwritten by the Trust Company of Virginia.
As we gaze at equestrian statues of Civil War military figures, few of us give much, if any, attention to their horses. The mounts are an assumed piece of equipment, just as an officer's sword or hat. Nevertheless, every major Civil War commander had a favorite horse. General George McClellan's swaggering black steed, Daniel Webster, and Robert Lee's beloved gray stallion, Traveler, were the epitome of stately animals worthy of their station. At the other end of the spectrum was the horse of General Stonewall Jackson. In a phrase, that animal was as unique and unimposing as his master. When Jackson took command of the Harper's Ferry post in April 1861, he found among the captured stores a large shipment of horses. Jackson purchased two of the animals. The smaller one, who was at least 10 years old at the time, he called Fancy. Jackson intended to give it to his wife. That lasted until he rode the animal. An immediate bond developed between horse and rider. Fancy thereafter was known as Little Sorrel, and he became the most preferred of the four mounts that Jackson had. Sculptors and artists ever since have refused to accept the simple fact that Little Sorrel was little. He was barely 14 hands high, which translates into something more than 50 inches tall. Reddish-brown in color, well-formed, compactly built, the horse was still so small in stature that when Jackson's legs extended from the saddle, the general's huge feet were but inches from the ground. The animal was incapable of fatigue. He usually did a mile in less than 2 minutes and 40 seconds, a feat that left Jackson's mounted aides lagging far behind. Once, when the animal became momentarily lost, the staff cheered. Nevertheless, the horse's gait was, in the words of the general, as easy as the rocking of a cradle. In battle, Little Sorrel's normally soft eyes blazed like his master's. Yet when the army went into bivouac late in the day, the horse had the peculiar habit of laying down like a dog, sometimes on his back. The normally stern Jackson made a pet of the animal, and often fed it apples when he thought no one was looking. Only once in the Civil War did the horse bolt in combat. That came when Jackson was mortally wounded by gunfire from his own men in the darkened woods of Chancellorsville. For a long time thereafter, the horse lived with Mrs. Jackson in North Carolina. There he held high status as a family pet. Little Sorrel spent his last years at the Virginia Military Institute. Faculty and students imbued with the Jackson legend accorded the animal every manner of respect and affection. One cadet remembered that whenever artillery practice began, the aging horse would come running stiff-legged onto the parade ground, sniffing the air and snorting loudly, head and tail up, limping up and down in front of the line, enjoying the noise and smoke, a comical and pathetic sight, though heart-appealing in the extreme. Little Sorrel died in 1886, and the flags at VMI went to half-mast. The horse had lived 36 years, only 3 years less than General Jackson. Today, the stuffed remains of the animal are at the VMI Museum in Lexington. He stands straight, determined, prepared for whatever order to do. Those attributes, not surprisingly, were characteristics of Jackson himself. Old Jack and Little Sorrel were more than a man and his horse. They imparted to each other care, service, and dependability. The little horse gave something else, pure love, and he had the satisfaction of knowing always that he got the same thing in return.